upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, O Lord, will I seek. Verse 11, he says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. And in verse 13, he says, I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. It's hard to tell exactly when in David's life this particular psalm was written. Most likely it was during the time in which he was being pursued by Saul. We find language contained in the psalm, especially in verse 10, it says, my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. So most likely his mother and father were still living at this time. And so it was probably in the early life of David, not long after that he had defeated Goliath in 1 Samuel. And soon after that, Saul turned against David. Certainly David, his experience had faced many enemies. He had seen the enemy of Saul himself. Prior to that, he had seen the enemy of Goliath. We know in his younger life, prior to facing down the giant, that he had faced the enemy of a lion and also the enemy of a bear. But in all those instances, the Lord blessed him and overcame. And with the hand of providence, the hand of David was, the life of David was directed by the Lord, and he was delivered from all his enemies. In our day and time, the enemy that's facing us most personally at the moment is a virus that has seemingly come out of nowhere and brought us to a time that none of us could have expected, in a time that is strange for us all. However, what we can take solace in is the knowledge that God was not taken unawares, and God knew long before this event that it would occur. And also, God, though I don't know whether the cause of this pestilence or not, God will be the solution to it, and that's the confidence of our hearts. David in this psalm, it goes during the time that he is fleeing from Saul. We find in 1 Samuel 21, when some think this refers to, that David left Saul's house, and as he's fleeing away, because he now knows from Jonathan, the son of Saul, that Saul wants to take his life, he goes to a place called Nob, and there he
some platitude. This wasn't written by somebody in a comfortable situation. This is the diary of a man who knew exactly what trouble was like. He could express like the Apostle Paul, there was trouble on every side. Everywhere in some of Jesus' life, he could look, there was a trouble around every corner. He never knew when David, when Saul, might step out from behind a great stone or from behind a tree, all of a sudden, the enemy he was trying to escape would be right there and up before his face. And that's why he said in verse 11, "Keep me thy way, Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of my enemies." That faithfully Christ said before his people, very simple and a plain path. So the way of God is not a difficult way. It's not a confusing way. It's very simple so that in the day of trouble, we know exactly how it is we're supposed to walk before the Lord. He says, "For the time of trouble, he, meaning God, shall hide me in his pavilion, and the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me." The pavilion that is here spoken of brings the idea of the inner sanctum, the closest place that a child of God could be. Side that God himself. David wanted to be in the house of the Lord. So here's what David says. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. God is going to bring me to the nearest place beside him. That while I'm facing the troubles of this world, God will not abandon me. God will not forsake me. God will not leave me alone. And even though humans may set me aside or forsake me or even want to take my life, he shall hide me there, and he shall set me upon a rock. The greatest rock that we have is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible makes it clear that he's the chief cornerstone. He's the one that the builders rejected. But that you and I, we find him as the precious stone. We see him as the one upon which our lives are founded. The one upon which that we can rest upon, knowing there's a sure foundation upon which we stand. So he says, here's what we have come to. We're coming to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God. The heavenly Jerusalem, to the number one company of angels, to the general assembly, and children of the firstborn, which are written down in the God, the judge of all, and the spirit of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. That's the mountain that you and I now approach. We're able to come to the holiest of all, the blood of the Lord Jesus. Thank you. have reserved for us there. We beg you, Father, that you would bless the other ministers that speak over the course of the next couple of days. We beg you, Father, that you will guide their minds and hearts to be an encouragement to your people. We beg you, Father, that you would bless those in the medical profession, nurses and doctors, aides, all the staffs in the hospitals that are on the front lines of facing this disease and putting their lives on the line. Please protect them and preserve them. Keep them well and also keep them alive.